another question we got here from California, and I think Beth, you mentioned that you use pomidronate. And the question is, we're going to talk about bone-targeted therapy later, but as long as you brought it up and this person is interested in it, pomidronate versus zoledronic acid.
So this is a big debate, and actually we're going to have a third agent soon. Denosumab is in clinical studies, and many of you are using it in your metastatic breast and prostate cancer patients. So this is my plug for that study. If they can't receive bisphosphonate, so if you have a patient that's newly diagnosed myeloma, please find out where this denosumab study is so you can get your patients there. But getting back to the thought of how do you decide which, it's really practice-specific, physician-specific. Basically, myeloma can attack the kidney. Raphael had already mentioned that. Based on the mechanism of action of zoledronic acid, it might tickle the kidneys a little bit more. And so I still, for convenience, because it's a faster infusion, will oftentimes give it to my younger patients that have good renal function and have to get to work. But basically, it's practice specific. Both are good and both are recommended.